There are times when children attempt to make up some excuse for their bad behavior, only to be told that they are without excuse. Today, Brother David Johnson will use Paul's words to the Romans, found in chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, where he told the readers that they were without excuse. You are listening to the Words of Life program, brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to tell you about Jesus. We now present praise for our Lord.
Hail to the brightness of Zion's glad morning, joy to the lands that in darkness have laid. Hushed be the accents of sorrow and mourning, Zion in triumph begins her mild reign. Hail to the brightness of Zion's glad morning, long by the prophets of Israel foretold. Hail to the millions from bondage returning, Gentiles and Jews the blessed vision behold. Lo, in the desert rich flowers are springing, streams ever copious are gliding along. Love from the mountaintops echoes are ringing, waves rise in verdure and mingle in song. See from all lands, from the isles of the ocean, praise to Jehovah ascending on high. Fall are the engines of war and commotion, shouts of salvation are rending the sky.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
Say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.
Give thanks.
God's perfect peace over all victorious in his bright increase. Perfect yet it floweth fuller every day. Perfect yet it groweth deeper all the way. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry touch the spirit there. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust him fully, all for us to do. They who trust him boldly find him boldly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest.
Lord, we come to you in prayer thanking you that we are blessed by the salvation that's found only in Jesus. We are worthy of nothing and blessed with so much. Please use the words of this program for your honor. Some of those hearing the words today to this program are in need of health, peace, and even salvation. Please bless as only you can. People throughout the world and in local congregations are working to serve you. Please bless them with the effectiveness and protection that are needed in order to do your will. Thank you for listening to us and help us to be ready for the return of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present in sermon the chilling words, Without Excuse.
Thank you for listening to these Words of Life broadcasts of the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, Without Excuse. And our primary text is taken from the New Testament, the Epistle of Paul, the Roman letter, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Please listen to the Word of God. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. This is the Word of God. I recently read an article that caught my eyes, which was entitled, quote, More Americans Are Ditching Religion, end quote. Sadly, this is also true in much of the Western world, particularly in Europe and in other areas. It's also of recent significance as much of the article's content is derived from a study done fairly recently in the year of our Lord, 2016. A Duke University study indicates, quote, nuns, which refers to people claiming no religion, is up by some 19 million from 2007 to 2016 in America. This makes the total number of people with no religious affiliation at about 56 million, which is greater than any single religious group. The study also indicates that fewer than 50% of all young people between the ages of 18 to 30 believe that God even exists. What is also significant is the study's finding for the main cause of this decline of Americans and religious affiliation. A whopping 78% no longer identify with the faith system in which they were raised, citing the leading cause as, quote, science and a lack of evidence, end quote. Especially young adults see how science has impacted their lives in many positive ways. For example, with all kinds of electronic devices for services, entertainment, and health applications. Whereas many religious beliefs and practices seem to make no sense to many and seem to have no tangible, practical value, it's also been counterproductive for people of faith to suggest science and faith cannot be compatible and supportive of one another. When religious leaders make people believe that they either have to accept science and reject religion, or accept religion and reject science, the result is going to be a rejection of religion in a growing number of cases. Yet, as Bible-based Christians, we should know that God, the creator of the universe, is also creator of all true science. Science basically is the study, the explanation, and application of natural phenomena. We believe without God as creator, there would not be a creation to study and explain. We should understand that both the creator and his creation are intricately connected, as our study text will reveal. Even the renowned Dr. Albert Einstein later in his life accepted the presence of a, quote, superior reasoning power, end quote, having spent most of his life studying and striving to explain scientific theories of matter and energy. Consider Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. We should not think that the wrath of God is some kind of impulsive outburst of irrational anger aimed erratically at people that God doesn't like. The wrath of God, instead, should be thought of as an expected, determined response of an absolutely righteous and holy God against stubborn sin and sinners who continually ridicule and reject Him. Against all godlessness and wickedness indicates the utter lack of reverence, devoid of any godliness, rejection of the one true God. Wickedness is the eventual result of godlessness, the lack of obedience in thought, in speech, in lifestyle, to the revealed being and character of God. As human population continues to soar on this earth, godlessness and wickedness are also growing exponentially. Spiritual apathy is becoming predominant in our society, especially in the advanced societies on this earth. I read about a family who were all standing around the deathbed of a family member. The dying man took his final breath and then became silent. The family stood in silence for several awkward minutes. Finally, one of the family members said, quote, "I guess someone ought to pray." There was another long period of silence until one of the family members said, quote, "Does anyone know how to pray?" End quote. This is not an extreme case. It's becoming the norm, sadly. Faith in God, prayer for family comfort and strength, is not considered important in much of our culture today. Godlessness is mainstream, not on the fringes, where even prayer at the death or after the death of a loved one is absent. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18 ends with, "Who suppress the truth by their wickedness." Suppress means to subdue, stifle, to restrict severely in effectiveness. More and more people choose to resist and oppose God and His truth as revealed in the Bible by living according to their unrestrained fleshly desires. It's personal choice over God's commands, just as is described in John chapter 3 and verses 19 through 20. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Yet the truth of God and His will for human beings has been revealed. If we will accept it, we have evidence of God and moral right from wrong by our conscience, which is our God-given internal warning system. For example, concerning murder, which is considered wrong across the planet. How does that happen? We all have a God-given conscience. Conscience is like a sundial. When the truth of God shines on it, it points us to the right way. Is it reasonable to believe that the human conscience of right and wrong just happened by sheer chance, evolving within humanity over a very, very long period of time? Also, consider the complex creation itself. Evident to our senses, points us to intelligent design by our Creator God. Even so small a creature as a spider illustrates the intricacies of God's creation. All spiders are meat eaters. Spiders are equipped in unique ways to find and feed on massive numbers of insects. Most spiders have 8 eyes that are arranged in a way to detect the primary insects they are prone to consume. Spiders taste and smell through sensory organs on their legs. Spiders hear by sensing vibrations through the hairs that cover much of their bodies. Spiders are so sensitive to these vibrations that they can tell the difference between a moth and a honeybee hitting their web. Spiders can regrow a lost leg. They have bristled hooks on the ends of their feet that allow them to grasp their webs without getting stuck. There are about 38,000 species of spiders in the world. Amazingly complex creatures. Even scientific studies of spider webs have led to incredible fabrics and a variety of modern materials that have been useful in household to industrial applications. Experts claim that the silk of an orb spider is so strong that a strand of it, if it were as thick as a pencil, could stop a jumbo jet in flight. Amazing. What's more reasonable to accept regarding the intricacies of the spider? An intelligent supreme designer or just sheer random chance over incredibly long periods of time? Besides the reasonable evidences of conscience and creation, mankind has the revealed and recorded Word of God, the Scriptures. But how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Consider these reasonable evidences. Only the Bible contains detailed prophecies or predictions about the coming Savior and many other prophecies that have been proven true in history. Only the Bible offers a reasonable, realistic remedy for the problems of human sin and evil. Only the Bible of all ancient literature has accuracy confirmed in history, archaeology, and other sciences. The internal and historical characteristics of the Bible are unique in its unity and internal consistency, despite it being written over a 1,500-year period by 40-plus authors in three languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, and on three continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe, discussing scores of controversial subjects, yet having a harmony of agreement. Only the Bible has withstood about 2,000 years plus of intense scrutiny by critics, not only surviving the attacks, but prospering and having its credibility strengthened to believers. So consider the accuracy and veracity of Romans chapter 1 and verse 19, which says, "Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them." Well, how? Reasonably, by conscience, creation, and Scripture. Yet most choose to resist and oppose God and His truth by holding fast to their unbelief, whether it be for wickedness or simply intellectual pride and following the crowd. Therefore, Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." People, and especially modern-day people, are without excuse, because deeper investigations and controversies into true science are clearly showing His eternal power and divine nature from what has been made. Again, for example, there are four fundamental forces in nature that not only have precise values, but also are changeless. These four are: 1, electromagnetic; secondly, gravitational; thirdly, strong nuclear; and fourthly, weak nuclear forces. These are the four fundamental forces in nature that have precise values and are also changeless. Even slight variations in any of these forces, or a variation in light speed, would make life impossible. Even skeptics and adherents of naturalism, who deny the existence of the supernatural, sometimes express awe at nature's orderliness and nature's preciseness. Yet they insist in denying design, pointing to a designer.
The sermon that we have just heard has been a blessing to us. Since people are without excuse, without Jesus, each one needs the salvation that is found only in Him. Please understand that you need to believe in Jesus, repent of sin, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by immersion. If we can help you in your decision for Jesus, please write to us. To receive a free recording of this program, please ask for CD number 2048. That's 2048. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing them all.